everybody. Brian here, waiting for confirmation that it's going through. Looks like it's going through. Yes! Okay, hi everybody. Brian here from OneLaps.net. Today is 7:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today is January 19th, eve of the inauguration of Beijing Biden coming to your town soon. So, let's talk about this. Here's the today's results. Some up markets. I haven't seen that in a while. As you can see here, gold is up. Barely. Oil is oil up. Silver's up barely. Let's see here. So we have the euro dollar up, bond down, that's good. Bitcoin is up. Looks like it's been the best performer, I think. The overall crypto space. So that's what's happening in the markets right now. So let's get to the MotoWave analysis here using OINDA data. So we have here our excellent scores. You can see here, I've never seen it this low. Like, I'm not kidding you. This is very little, okay? So the amount of excellent score here. So this is 4-hour data for our time charts using harmonic scans from MotoWave. Here's our current current price is on the chart, and this is the target. So I like to see the target above the price to call it a long, just so you know. So here we have Canadian CHF. This was quite decent last week, you can see, and then it's coming off now. Here's where I'm saying that New Zealand's the only place to trade. Look at this trade here, British pound and the New Zealand dollar. I think the British pound might strengthen. You can see here as well, we got a long there, pound against the Swiss franc as possible. We have here another one is US Canadian. I always like to check in with the oil, still moving up. That's Brent crude. Norway, we have a couple of longs here, just a matter of waiting for something to happen, be it a crash, be it whatever. We also have here gold in euro, short there, gold short there, another short in a pound. Gold in New Zealand. So when I start to see these little cross pairs here, Norway, and now we have gold in euro, gold in pound, gold in New Zealand, and now also gold in Singapore. Those are looking to be loaded up at some point if the crash comes. That's what I think is going on here, just so you know, even though it's a short call, but it has an excellent score. So here is another one that I do watch. This one might start to take off here. You can see some big moves here. This is the gold and silver ratio. So that might be a nice classic trade pair there. And then of course we have the Australian CHF, and that's now moving into the very good score. So out of these that I've just listed, those are the ones to watch. So again, we have another short call here for the Canadian Swiss franc. Deutsche 30 short, SPY, S&P 500 short. Even though it's kind of bouncing around, I think it's just a matter of a catalyst to drag down the markets, be it news, whatever, data points. Again, look at how flat the France 40 is. This can do really well. British pound, it's kind of choppy, but moving on up. So instead of the US dollar, Japanese yen, I would start looking at the British pound, because as I keep saying, you don't see a lot of anything in US dollar. So people are straying away from the US dollar market, and anything to do with, there's no treasury load here. So there's definitely a credibility problem right now going on with the US, and that's from OINDA rest of the world view. Okay, so just understand that. So here, I'm not seeing what I thought would be up here as a top pick for USD Japanese yen. We have here the USD CHF, which is fine. Now we've talked about this before in other past videos. USD Sweden moving on up a little bit, you know, these are the Scandinavian. We know about that. Again, we are now moving into Australia. Here's a long. Okay, so as you can see here, that's a long in Canadian dollars, franc, if it comes up. Moving along. Okay, so there we have a short there for gold in euro, gold in Australia. Another long, so that's a good sign for the Australian dollar, gold in the Swiss franc again, short. Here we have a long on gold in British pounds. So again, confirms my theory on the British pound may be interesting to watch to strengthen. I think you're going to find most interest coming out of the U.S. going into the British pound and the British economy. That's what I'm thinking. Gold in Hong Kong dollar short, Australia, Canada short, NASDAQ short, U.S. top 30. I'm probably going to say short. There you go. Now, here we got 2-3 British, Canadian, short, short, and a long. So I still say short. Here's another one, 4. That's going nowhere. British pound and Swiss franc, short, going nowhere. USD, Japanese yen. So again, I talked about this. See, it moved up a little bit, gone flat, another long, only with a good score. So that's not going to be a top pick for now. Gold in Swiss franc again. This is another one, another short. Gold in Australia. Now here we have the Deutsche 30 shorts here, two of them. Here's one that's interesting. Okay, so this is going flat, choppy since December 20th, calling out for a short. I would not be anywhere close to a US dollar. I just don't like the looks of it. Here we have some consolidation going on. British pound, Canadian, 1, 2, 3, 4, and only one long. Yeah, 3 shorts out of 4 short. British pound and Swiss franc, it's another long. That looks okay. Here's another one. This is going to probably start to move. Got 2 of these, 2 longs there. This is USD Swedish, USD Denmark. There's 2 longs there. Gold in Canadian. Gold in Canadian, 2 shorts. Another one. Canadian, no good. Short. Gold in Euro, 3 shorts. Gold in New Zealand, okay, so that's a short. Gold in Singapore, short. Oh, we're only at fair. Whoops, thing gone way past. But at the end of the day, I've already called out, but the only one that's consistent is a New Zealand dollar. That's the only one I put some betting money on. Okay, so let me give you an update on what's going on with Facebook. I'm one step away, supposedly, from being removed from Facebook, just due to, I think what it is, too many users in my household on one IP, okay, and that is a problem. So I'm not using Facebook for quite a while. Don't expect me to respond to anything on Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, and the Messenger. Will not get a response from me. Just so you know, I may just shut down the WhatsApp chat group if you're on that in the next few days to weeks without warning. So now you got the warning if you are a part of that group. If not, it's just gonna get shut down. So if you wanna continue the training for MotorWave and Python as well, so you can get that as well. If you wanna know more about our trading client for automating crypto trading, you can get more news here by filling out these questions, and that can be found at quantlabs.net/questions. And you can just fill out the details there. Lastly, if you just want to get onto the email list for the newsletter, get some free books at the same time, go to quantlabs.net. All right, so we'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have yourselves a good day.